This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Off the Map, an occasional day-to-day feature, looks at international stories not making big headlines, news that we may overlook, but which ever-vigilant off-the-map editor Eric Weiner does not. Today, for instance, who paid attention to those reports that the Al-Qaeda terrorist network is now active in Latin America? Eric did.
Predominantly Catholic Latin America might not seem like an obvious safe haven for Al-Qaeda, but that's exactly what some people believe is happening.
When you look at the whole area, you can point to just about every country in Latin America and say, oh my goodness, you're right, there seems to be a pattern here.
The pattern, says Ileana Ross-Leighton, a Republican congresswoman from Florida, is that Al-Qaeda and other Islamic terror groups are using Latin America to raise funds, to recruit converts, and possibly to stage attacks against the U.S. She says the corruption rampant in many Latin American countries makes it easy for terrorists to operate. Fake passports, for instance, are readily available.
There's a lot of fraud going on in terms of what they can do with the passports and re-entry visits. So the countries have to be on alert to make sure that they themselves can do it, because we're really not doing a very good job in the United States of helping them.
Latin American officials insist they are taking the threat seriously. In Honduras, officials have beefed up security around Western embassies after receiving credible reports that Al-Qaeda is trying to recruit Honduran converts to carry out attacks. The country has a tiny Islamic population. A shadowy group, meanwhile, has warned that it will explode car bombs in El Salvador unless that country withdraws its token number of troops from Iraq. It's not clear how much of a foothold Al-Qaeda has actually acquired in Latin America or how receptive the local populations might be to the group's presence, but U.S. officials are concerned about the whereabouts of one man in particular, Adnan El-Shukri Juma, a 29-year-old Saudi native who FBI officials fear may be the next Mohammed Atta, the ringleader of the September 11th attacks. Shukri Juma, who received flight training in the U.S., is also thought to be one of those who carried out surveillance on the New York Stock Exchange and other financial targets. Honduran officials say that earlier this year, Shukri Juma was spotted at an internet cafe in the capital, Tegucigalpa. An FBI official says it is, quote, very plausible that Shukri Juma has since entered Mexico. If true, that's a potentially troubling development. The long and porous U.S.-Mexico border is widely considered to be a weak link in America's homeland security. Sarah Daly, an analyst with the RAND Corporation, says it would be easy for Shukri Juma or any other suspected terrorist to slip into the U.S.
We know that, you know, there are individuals who are being paid, and I'm sure paid well, by people like Al-Qaeda carrying cash to get them across the border. They're looking for money, and that's an easy way for them to make a quick buck, not really paying attention to who these people are and what their intent is in the United States.
Daly says that since the September 11th attacks, Latin America has fallen off the map, at least as far as the U.S. is concerned. That, she says, probably explains why Al-Qaeda finds the region so attractive. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.